Welcome to part two in the interview with Cindy Gustafson, chair of the Tahoe Fund board, in which she says, "We need to find ways for people to be here in the Tahoe Basin while making their presence less impactful to the environment."
So you mentioned just now EIP projects, referring to environmental improvement projects.
I'm sorry, I should have clarified that.
And actually, this is just a question sort of exploring the world of the EIP projects.
Gosh, they're everything from, you know, a lot of the forest fuels reduction and the water quality, really significant projects, down to much, much smaller projects such as the bike trails or trailhead restoration projects and small SEZ stream zone restoration projects. So significantly, I mean, all the, you know, the highway water quality projects that we see going on, and people curse because they're sitting in traffic while we're doing this, but it's actually the most significant way we can stop water and nutrients from getting into Lake Tahoe and go running through a filtration system, basically. Mm-hmm. A simple technology, but for this incredible highway system that we have. And the forest fuels reduction, those sorts of major projects. And I think many are not seen. I mean, once the stormwater project is complete, people don't realize when they're driving down the highway what it took to put that in, regrading, you know, and changing the alignment of the entire highway, putting in that drainage and those curbs and gutters that have to get through the winter with snow plows and filtering all that water before it gets into Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm.
So in the world of EIP projects, as you just described, there are these vast highway improvement projects, and then there are, you know, the spectrum runs all the way to the smaller trailhead projects. How do you at Tahoe Fund propose to find or match the projects that meet your goals and are on this appropriate scale for the funds available, especially given that EIP list was created in the context of $1.2 billion of federal investment to the basin? How do you make that transition?
Good question. And I think it's through that collaboration with people like yourself and others who are going to help us make that translation, because I think we've been at the much larger, broader view level of getting ourselves established, and we haven't gotten into the detailed work and analysis that it's going to take to translate that down to the local level. Some of it will be dictated by our donors. What does a donor want to give to? Are they interested in water quality projects, aquatic invasives, stormwater? Are they interested in trails and trailheads or stewardship? We look at education / stewardship, conservation, and recreation projects as the areas where we can make an impact at our level, and maybe much broader level. You know, the sky's the limit, I think, into the need for the Tahoe Basin to improve. And where are those donors? Corporate donors, foundation donors, might have a different perspective than the individual who's on a bike trail who might say, gee, I'd like to help here on this in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So I think developing that translation and interpretation of which EIP projects, I think we're going to look to the science community to give us we're going to all have to look to prioritizing where investment is going to make the biggest bang for the buck, and then also work with our donors, hopefully to educate them where their dollars should go, but also honor their desires and their interests. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned stewardship, mm-hmm. And education, mm-hmm. And one of the taglines on your website is "Inspire a new generation of advocates for Lake Tahoe." Mm-hmm. What's the board discussion or the shared vision on that note?
I think that so many millions of people come to Tahoe, and you can stand it, and I have the distinct pleasure of working in a district that also does parks and recreation. I work at a utility district, but we do water, sewer, and parks and recreation. And often I like to go out when we do surveys in August, July and August of our customers or visitors, and sit and watch people be so inspired by Lake Tahoe. But they don't know what to do next. Whether they're coming for a ski vacation or a summer vacation, they don't know how to translate that, using your word, translate. They don't know how to translate their awe for this magical place into actions that can help the lake. And so how can we give them steps that they can undertake in their personal life while they're here on a visit, or to actually donate to having these special places on this planet, to be able to take in nature and understand that man and nature can work together, and they don't have to be separated into necessarily wilderness areas in order to protect them and to restore them and to make them better. We had a lot of years of not understanding our impact in the environment, and now we understand that on large scale, and also, you know, getting down to what each of our children learn about what they can do to minimize their impact. And I think our consciousness has come so far, and we need to continue to inspire them to take those steps necessary and maybe be inconvenienced, maybe wait for a bus, or maybe walk. Maybe it's good for your health as well as the environment.
Or just to, instead of be inconvenienced, experience the place in a different way.
Right.
And certainly in just the accommodation of our guests from, you know, San Francisco or Western Europe, just, I know people, there are segments of society that seek those kinds of destinations as well, that are going to allow them to be accommodated in a way that is a stewardship kind of visitation of the environment.
Yes. So, yes.
Sounds really consistent with
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else that you can tell us or would like to leave us with on the subject of the Tahoe Fund and what's coming up next?
Well, we have some really exciting programs. You know, we are helping market the Tahoe license plate, and that is such a simple way for people to give back to the lake, either the California or Nevada license plates, because the money is reinvested back into these projects. 96% of those funds go back into projects at the lake. So that's, we're helping market those and get the word out. We are able to do some of that work that the state agencies can't directly do. We're also about to embark on a dollar program with the Truckee River Watershed Council, and looking at a dollar program that allows guests to opt out. They can add a dollar to their restaurant bill or their hotel bill, and we hope to be able to bring that out this fall. And I think those are really exciting opportunities. At every level, you can help Lake Tahoe. And I think there's not a person who visits here that isn't awed by the magnificence of it, and that it is surrounded by California and Nevada and all the people that are within such a close driving range. But we can make a difference, and we can make this a place that can really be a model for other areas of our nation to restore and really protect an area that is so beautiful.
Thank you so much for your time today and for all of your work and your donated time to the Tahoe Fund and for the Tahoe Basin.
Thank you. Thanks, Michelle.
This is the end of the two-part interview with Cindy Gustafson. Thank you for listening at tahoeproject.org.